All in favor?
Second was Dr. Cort.
Aye.
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 Dr. Carroll.
Yes to all items with the exception of number 6. I am not voting on Dr. Ayers.
Mrs. Sarah.
I vote yes on all items except number 6 regarding Professor Ayers, and I vote no on that.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes on all items except Mr. Ayers.
Ms. Kahn.
Yes on all items except number 6, Mr. Ayers.
Dr. Cortz.
I vote yes on all items with the exception of item 6, where I would like to vote negative on emeritus status for Professor Ayers.
Mr. McMillan.
Oh, yes on all items with the exception of item 6, the extension of emeritus to Professor Ayers, which I do not support.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes on all items except item number 6 as it relates to Bill Ayers.
Mr. Oliver.
Yes, except to item 6, I vote no regarding conferring emeritus status on Professor Ayers.
Mr. Olivier.
Yes on all items except number 6. And
Governor Quinn's absent. Mr. Soso.
Yes on all items except number 6 with regards to Bill Ayers.
Ms. Strobel.
Yes on all items with the exception of number 6, and I vote no on the emeritus status for Professor Ayers.
Mr. Tortolero.
Yes on all items except the one that relates to Bill Ayers and Section 6.
Thank you. All items passed. All okay. Voted against.
Thank you all. We'll move on to the next group of items which require a roll call.
This is item 10, which was revised and placed at your places. Clarify dollar limits on purchases, leases, contracts, and other actions requiring specific Board of Trustees authorization. 11, approve operating budget for fiscal year 2011. 12, approve academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2010-2011. 13, approve request for the new operating and capital appropriations, fiscal year 2012. 14, ratify agreement and approve project for Urbana-Champaign Big Broadband, that's UC2B, fiber optic infrastructure installation, Urbana. 15, approve intergovernmental agreement with City of Champaign, Urbana. 16, purchase the recommendations. 17, authorize settlement in Collins v. Marquez, MD. 18, authorized settlement in Edwards v. Lynn, M.D. et al.
Is there a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Who seconded, please?
Michelle, would you conduct a roll call for the trustees on this issue?
Yes. Dr. Carroll.
Yes, on all items 10 to 18.
Ms. Sarah?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Ms. Kahn?
Yes.
Dr. Cortz?
Yes, all items.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes on all items.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes on all items with the exception of items 17 and 18, and I abstain as to those two items.
Thank you, so noted. Mr. Oliver?
Yes as to all items.
Mr. Olivier?
Yes on all items.
Governor Quinn? Mr. Soso?
Yes on all items.
Ms. Strobel?
Yes on all items.
Mr. Tortolero?
Yes on all items.
Thank you.
Thank you all. We have some time now for questions or comments on any of the, thank you, Carlos, on any of the packets that were distributed as part of the pre-meeting communications. I know many of you, I think all of us had a chance to talk to Mike about those, so there may not be any questions at this time. If there aren't, I'd just ask Mike if there are some closing comments that he'd like to make.
I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. In executive session, I had an opportunity as part of my performance goal setting to speak with the board at some length about the administrative reorganization that I'm proposing at the university. This grows out of the ARR report underway. It's been underway for several months. It's a partial completion or recommendation on part of that report. Other parts will be presented to the board at a subsequent date. I want to begin by reminding the board that the AIR report looks ultimately to administrative reforms that promise a savings of approximately $50 to $60 million to the university. We hope to do better and to do more as time goes by. These savings come in addition to savings that have resulted from the substantial furlough days taken by the administration last year, 10 days altogether, vacancies within the university administration that have not been filled, and extensive reductions in spending. Since fiscal year 2009, really in the last 18 months, there have been almost 14 senior positions eliminated across the university, including 5 senior positions in university administration, generating total savings so far of about $1.75 million. Over the last decade, the so-called ramp administrators at the university, this includes all senior level administrators from deans on up to vice chancellors, chancellors, vice presidents, and presidents, all ramp administrators remain stable at between 71 and 72 positions. There's been no growth at this part of the administration. Yet more savings and efficiencies can be realized by strategically restructuring and streamlining the administration of the entire university across all levels and campuses. The goal here, or the set of goals here, is to unify and align the administrative leadership team through a clear chain of command, eliminate unnecessary redundancies, particularly in our back office operations, generate substantial cost savings through reductions of administrative overhead, create more opportunities for cross-campus collaborations, especially in research and teaching, increase consistency and standardization in process and policy where appropriate across all of our campuses, provide greater access to the University of Illinois degree for students from all backgrounds, strengthen the research enterprise, and generate more research funding for the university, and improve delivery of clinical services and increase clinical revenues. With these goals in mind, I have proposed to the board several changes. Some of these changes will require revisions in the university general rules or in the university statutes. Number one, I propose a title realignment. What I call a title realignment, and under this arrangement, the chancellors of the campus would carry a second title as vice presidents of the university. This is an effort that is designed in the long term to re-empower the chancellors to be more active managers of their campus, particularly in the budget crisis. There's no thought here of disempowering the chancellors. On the contrary, I'm counting on them to remain CEOs of their campus and active managers of the campus and active advocates for their campus. But the goal beyond that is to make sure they are also putting their campus in the context of the larger university and play an active role working with me on the senior team to think strategically about the whole university. Secondly, so their titles would be retitled Vice President of the University of Illinois, Chancellor of the Urbana Campus, Chancellor of the Springfield Campus, and so on. Secondly, I'm proposing to expand the portfolio of the current Vice President for Technology and Economic Development and retitle that position Vice President for Research, Technology, and Economic Development. As you know, we have a fourth mission at the university, which is to promote economic development, including tech transfer, and commercialization of our intellectual property. You cannot separate those two important aspects of the job from the research agenda. Most tech transfer, most intellectual property, our biggest contribution to economic development comes in fact from our research mission. So I want to make the current Vice President for Technology and Economic Development also Vice President for Research, Technology, and Economic Development, pull those operations together, eliminate cross-campus barriers to research collaborations, provide a big voice for the university as a whole in setting our research agenda, become an advocate for research at the university and beyond, and represent us at the vice presidential level and important offices in Washington that fund research, including the National Science Foundation.